Point 4. The Bible offers practical advice. The Bible says, all scripture is beneficial. 2 Timothy 3:16. What that means? Well, not a medical textbook, the Bible offers practical and beneficial advice. This advice can help a person who is struggling with mental health difficulties. Consider some examples. How this can help. Healthy people do not need a physician, but those who are ill do. Matthew 9:12. The Bible acknowledges that we may need to seek medical treatment. Many have found relief by learning what they can about their mental illness from reliable sources and by getting qualified professional help. Exercise is good for your body. 1 Timothy 4:8, Contemporary English Version. Investing time and energy in healthy habits may help improve your mental health. Such habits include sticking to a regular exercise routine, following a healthy diet, and getting enough sleep. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit saps one's strength. Proverbs 17:22. Reading encouraging Bible passages and setting reasonable and reachable goals can help maintain a happy spirit. A positive and hopeful attitude can help you to stay emotionally balanced as you cope with your mental health challenges. Wisdom is with the modest ones. Proverbs 11:2. You may find that you are not able to do everything that you want to on your own, so willingly accept the help of others. Friends and family likely want to help you, but they may not know what to do. Let them know what would be especially helpful to you. Be reasonable in what you expect, and always be thankful for the help they provide. How the Bible's practical advice is helping sufferers.
I felt that something was not right with me, so I consulted a doctor. She was able to diagnose my condition. This helped me to accept the reality of my situation and to learn about available medical options to better care for my health.
Nicole, who suffers from bipolar disorder.
I have found that reading the Bible regularly with my wife helps me to start each day with positive, upbuilding thoughts. And often on days when I'm struggling to cope, a particular verse will touch my heart.
Peter, who suffers from depression.
It was difficult to tell others about my struggle because I was very ashamed. But a close friend was so understanding and empathetic. She really helped me to feel better and to feel that I was not alone.
Jiyu, who struggles with an eating disorder.
The Bible has helped me to be balanced and reasonable when it comes to work and rest. Its wisdom has helped me to deal with the emotional problems that plague me.
Timothy, who copes with obsessive-compulsive disorder. For more help, watch the whiteboard animation From Sad to Glad on jw.org. End of article.